This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hi, Vinny.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent.
Just catching up with our night guy. I love that kid.
The beard.
Yeah.
Or the mustache.
The beard. No, it was a whole thing.
He's very hairy face.
Antony.
Yeah.
He's got many adventures.
He does.
So
the guy just never
stops. So that's always nice. Anyway.
And a night owl does, you know, some overnights here. And that's, you know.
Works at a grocery chain.
Et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Then he works. He's a bouncer.
Yep.
And then he does...
Because wrestling is his thing.
Beard competition.
Yeah.
Oh,
he does mustache. Is it just beards?
Mustache
or
beard competition.
Okay.
And then...
He twirls his facial hair up. He does like tricks with it and stuff.
And well, he decorates. That's the whole thing.
Oh, like ribbons and bows? And
yeah, it can be...
Puts little birds
it's
in there.
Full-blown costumes.
Occasion. Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a whole
and
thing.
And he's won. Like, he's done some first place stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does some hosting for wrestling competitions.
Yeah.
Well, that's
fun. He needs to get some rest.
I know.
He's always working.
Well, you know, that's good. He's young. People need to work. He's not as young as he used to be, though.
Yeah, there's some gray in that beard.
I was actually thinking...
Oh, my God, I know.
But
well,
he's probably
38 or something.
Oh, is he that old
Something
now?
Like that, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, he's
been here a long time.
Married, mm-hmm. then divorced guy.
Oh,
was
they divorced?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize they divorced.
Oh, well, you got to talk to him. Yeah. You got to check his stories on your way in.
Well, I'm getting set up.
I got
you. I don't really have much time to talk to him.
Yeah. I have a friend that
no,
I...
thanks.
I know that...
Bye.
I have always thought the guy was like a kid.
Yeah.
Some people look young, and I was talking to him. He goes, well, you probably think I'm a lot young. And I go, how old are you? And he's all 36. And I'm like, whoa! What?
That happened.
And he goes... He goes, yeah, you probably wouldn't even guess that I've been married and divorced either. I'm like, what? Jesus, how do you people live so much life in such a short period of time?
I know. With all these jobs he's got, you'd think he'd have no time for all this other stuff.
Well, that's
getting
not...
Getting married, divorcing, getting older.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't have time for that.
So, yeah, it's weird to hear that. In the time I've been with my lady...
Mm.
Many people I know have married and divorced.
Sure.
Yep.
Trip.
And had kids.
Sure. Done all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're coming up on... What are we coming up on?
10 years.
You and your girl?
Is it 10 years
oh,
tomorrow?
No.
Or it's 9 years tomorrow?
It's 9 years... No, is it 9 years?
It's 9 years okay. tomorrow.
Wait.
Because me and you, our 10-year anniversary, you
that's
coming
August.
Back, that's coming... That's this year. August of this year.
Right. Let's
see.
We're 9 years tomorrow.
Yes, Vinny's first date with future wife is tomorrow.
Jesus
wow.
Christ, did you really write that in your phone?
I have all our special days, Finn.
But how's the... Anyway. Yeah, tomorrow's
your special days are
an
my
anniversary
special days.
Of sorts.
Are you
going to do something?
No, well, you know, she really wanted to be knocked up, and I did that for her.
Yeah.
So I'll buy
God,
her
God, you're such a giver.
I'm...
You're so great.
Do you have any idea how much that's going to...
I did that for her.
Yeah,
she wanted to be knocked up. I did that for her.
Yeah.
She wanted more kids.
You just wait.
For what?
When I'm wide awake at 2 in the morning and going, why, God? Why?
Why me?
Why would you be everyone from now?
That's true. No, I'm excited about it, but we're busy, so there'll be some flowers and a high five.
Oh,
but
that's sweet.
There's not going to be
anything that is a special commemoration.
A big dinner or any kind
That'll be next year on your 10-year anniversary of meeting.
Okay.
Maybe you guys can go back to the Post Ranch Road.
That's
not... Post Ranch. Is that Post Ranch.
Although, any word with your friend with the fires going on?
Oh.
Oh no!
Yosemite.
Is it back?
All that area?
Do you think it's making its way down to Post Ranch?
I'm not sure. I've never been to Post Ranch.
I thought Post Ranch was cut off last year from some fires or a landslide.
Yeah, and the flooding and all that stuff. But then it reopened.
I'm going to tell you guys a Big Sur story today in the news. That is.
Oh, I love that story.
Well, you don't love it, but it is.
Well, it's a story of human triumph.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was. I had it yesterday, but we didn't get to it. And I'm actually glad I saved it because I read everything about her adventure.
Mm-hmm. Or misadventure. Jesus.
We should actually see if Bryn has any audio that he can get from her story from herself.
Sure.
I'll ask him about that.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
Yeah. So I'll tell you that. Anyway, yeah, not a lot going on there. We're just going to keep it low key. You know, she's not super comfortable, and she's got like 2 weeks left to work.
Oh,
you want to hear something funny?
Mm-hmm.
Her boss
at Salesforce.
At Salesforce, the boss of her group. Everything in these tech companies is groups.
Yeah.
And so her boss for her group actually lives in San Clemente, and
down south.
Yeah. And did one of those home fixer shows.
Which one?
The Pool Brothers? Pool Bros. Pools.
Then they come and do the killer pools in your yard?
The backyards.
Oh!
You know these guys?
Well, I've seen that show where they freaking make your backyard look like the grotto at the Playboy Mansion.
With a bridge.
Did he get a bridge?
No, they didn't get a bridge, but they got a pretty plush backyard. I mean, I don't know. The shows are so cheesy.
There's so many. They're pool kings.
Pool kings. Pool kings.
Insane pools off the deep end. The pool master. Ultimate pools. You think it's pool kings?
See if it's. I don't know. It could be pool kings. I don't know how many pool shows there are. See if there's one set in San Clemente.
I would. Well, I'm sure they do it all over the place.
Right. But we might be able to narrow it down.
Last night's episode was the one.
Oh, you watched it. You saw this guy's pool.
Well, it's a lady.
Okay.
But yes, her boss was on the show, and she'd been hearing about, her boss had told her, like, I did this show, and it's super funny because we did it, but they kept feeding us lines. And then when I finally saw it, I was like, I don't know why they bother with a show. Why don't they just do the work
if they get a deal on it or something.
Who?
The people who get the pool in there. Like if you pay a lot less because you're featured on the show.
Oh, I'm sure that's the case. But I'm saying as a person doing the producers,
yes,
to have a family stand there and be like, okay, now you're going to be happy. And then you're going to say, oh, look at the chairs. Like, they're feeding them lines. You're watching
this
show.
They can't even have their own reactions
and you're going,
to the stuff.
This is awful television. Like, I just would think it'd be better TV if the pool guys just did the pool. Like, and now we're doing this, and here's this, and now's the. Here's
now
how
you got
to
see the people's reaction.
You
to
do?
It. Yeah, it's all about, like, you've watched the whole transformation. And now you want to see the people come back in and be surprised for the big reveal.
Do.
Absolutely,
you want to see that, but not if it's phony.
No,
it's all of them are. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, some people are better actors than others.
I guess
naturally.
But I just I gave it 10 minutes and went, I gotta go. I gotta get out of here. I have a lot to do tonight.
What did Dusty think? Is she considering a pool now?
No. And, well, our kid is so happy to swim right now that she was like, we gotta get a pool. And I just looked at her like, oh.
No, that's what the Bay Club's for.
Right. Yeah. That's
it's
a pool.
It's a trip. You don't need one.
Right.
There's a lot of maintenance in a pool.
Yes.
Yeah. Agreed.
Plus, you got a great backyard. What do you want to fill it up with a pool for?
Well, there's no real, because it's got this weird dog leg, it's actually not spaced
correctly for a pool.
To put a pool in.
You want to know the cost for an average pool in the backyard? Do you guys want to guess?
I'm going to guess $50,000.
Oh, I was going to say 40.
I was going
to
say 30.
Is that just to build it? That's not including maintenance?
Yeah. Well, just to
what
build
do you
it.
Say, Sarah,
I
you
said
know.
Like, I don't know. I've never built a pool.
But you know.
I was thinking 30 grand, but you know, that's just for the pool, not for the landscaping and the amazing bridge. You know, I don't know. How much is it?
How much?
So if you want a pimped out pool, With inflation. And all the stuff. 32 by 16 model. We're looking at $30,000.
Vinny, do it.
Vinny, you got that kind of money?
What are you talking about? No, I didn't. The pool story is just coming up because...
And then especially with children, you have to worry about the gate. You have to worry about so many. It's just not worth it.
All right, keep us posted on the pool.
There's no pool. That's not happening.
And it's not
but
like
keep
you
us
live
posted, though.
In the Central Valley where it's 105.
Right.
I know. Where you
exactly
need a pool
right
just to like live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't even... I'm not... I like going...
I didn't. That might have been me. I'm not sure.
What?
And why do we have to acknowledge it anyway? Why
because why can't something we just gurgled in my head.
I think I felt it.
Okay.
What happened?
Oh, crap.
I gurgled a little bit.
Forget about all this. Like,
oh, you're erasing the board?
We went yesterday. John's birthday was yesterday. He turned 60. I didn't tell him what he was doing or where we were going. I ended up... when I got home yesterday, I said, hey, let's go over to the grill house because we can't go where we need to go for like another hour. So let's go there.
Oh, so he knew something was afoot.
Yeah. Well, he had to drive.
All right.
And I thought of, you know, catching Lyft or something and driving us there. But I thought, well, then we're going to have to wait when we get done doing what we're doing. So we go to the grill house, have some lunch. And then I go, okay, I'm going to put in my phone. I said, where we have to go, it takes like 7 minutes.
Oh.
So he still has no idea. So I said, okay, turn here, turn here, turn here. And I said, I've actually never been to this place, so let's come around the curves. And so we end up at San Carlos Airport. I don't know what's going through his mind. And then I go, okay, well, let's go into this office over here. And it's Sky Tours. And so they do tours around the Bay Area. And they do, there's like helicopters and planes there. Twin engines, I don't know what they are, single engine planes that they only hold, you know, three or four people.
I don't know if those are little Cessnas or...
Yeah, I don't even know. But so we get there and I say, hey, have a seat. We're going to whatever, blah, blah, blah. The pilot comes in. Super nice guy. Very handsome.
Handsome pilot. How old? Older? Old enough for you?
No, he's too young for me. Yeah.
Too young for you?
Too young for me.
Too spry.
But dashing and pilot-y.
Uh-huh. Too much pep in his step.
Yeah, with his aviators on.
Oh.
So his name is Jan. Ding, Jan. Where's my ding ding?
Shame.
Sky Tours is what it's called out of San Carlos. And so we took a flight that was about 60 minutes long around the Bay Area.
Nice.
And then John sat in the front and... He got to fly the plane on his own.
Oh, how exciting. Mm-hmm.
I know. So great. I was just sitting in the back seat like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is so great. This is so great.
The Mrs. Stepdad used to fly those things.
Party?
Do tours?
No, not party. Still alive. That's her real dad. The stepdad is the one that passed away the same year as my dad.
Yeah.
Remember that? 2013 was like, I bought that little apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Her stepdad died, my dad died, and then the kid was born. Mm-hmm. And that was like 2013.
Freaking hell of a year.
What the heck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he used to fly those little planes. He didn't have one, so he would go, and I think you can rent them. And he used to be like, never fly, what do they call it? Whatever.
Commercial?
Never fly commercial. You always, and I'm like, dude, I would... All you crazy people with licenses, I'd much rather be with a professional who does it daily than be with one of you lunatics. And he's like, you don't understand. Let's stop talking about it because I don't want to understand.
Yeah.
As it is, sometimes I just have to fly and I'm not going to go down to San Carlos
engine,
and put my thumb out. But they went there all the time. And it was funny when the first time we talked about it, her mom was going, yeah, we go to get breakfast at the airport all the time. You've never eaten there? And I'm like...
At the Sky Cafe in
no.
San Carlos?
Who the hell has eaten at the airport?
This is the place where you went?
Uh-huh. They have a little cafe there.
You eat there. And
I
you just
have
watch
eaten there.
The planes come and go.
I've gone there with my friend and her kid because he likes to watch planes. So we'll go there on a Sunday and get some pancakes and a mimosa.
Mm.
And then he's... you know, he's chilling watching the plane. So we're like, okay.
You go ahead and
drinks,
watch the plane.
I'm here.
Exactly.
So I guess it's a thing. People love it. Cool.
Yeah. So it was super fun.
Wait, it was a nice day yesterday by the time you went up?
You know, I booked it for 2 o'clock because I thought, oh, the fog would be gone by then.
Yeah.
But the Golden Gate Bridge still had fog.
Oh.
So we had to kind of curve around and go around, and he was going higher. And it's amazing. You know how we talk about Michael Martin and even any one of us that have things going through our ears?
Yes.
And you're still able to concentrate?
Yeah.
So many voices were in his headset from different
airports.
Uh-huh. And telling him, watch out for the plane. He goes, all right, guys, so I need you to look out for the plane. And to myself, I'm thinking, oh, you don't know who you're asking. You don't want me to do that.
I'm not going to be able to help you look out for anything.
What are we paying you for?
Right.
Yeah. But it was fun, and it was great. But I was telling Hooman that I felt kind of sad when we got home because I guess I'm looking for instant gratification where John, I want him to go, oh, my God, that was so great. That was amazing. You know, like that.
Yeah.
And he was like, just chill the entire time. But that's who he is, right?
Yeah, I know
what you
mean.
And so I went, is there no appreciation? Was there like...
You said that to him?
No, in my head. And then I did go
well,
up
he said,
to the bedroom.
Thank you, right?
Of course.
Okay.
But he didn't say it enthusiastically enough.
Yeah.
I do know what you mean. You're right.
And it
is the way he is.
I'm not doing stuff for someone to say thank you.
You'd be so effusive. You'd be just thanking people
like
up and down.
I'd be like peeing
in my
pants. Like, that was so great. That was so great.
And so that's what you wish.
I wish that he was like that. But I know that that's not who he is. And so we got home and kind of just went up to the room and I came back down. I go, so did you love it? Did you like it? Yeah, it was great.
Oh.
Okay. So I go upstairs, come back down a couple hours later. So anything? He's like, you know, that was really great. And then, like I was telling Hooman, I think he just needs to process it and realize what just happened.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Instead of that immediate.
So he was still kind of like.
I think he was still grasping.
He takes it slow.
Yeah.
And,
And so
you did get what you needed by the end.
Yes. Took hours.
Yeah.
Like, how many times did I go downstairs?
Are you excited about what we just did yet?
You are a rude, thoughtless little
An avocado!
Johnny B.
Well, that was... See, this is the thing I think. Maybe even if he didn't like it, the idea that you went to try and surprise him with something different and unique...
totally different.
Should have had him be a little bit more...
enthusiastic in his acceptance of it.
This morning, my clock rang about 2:45, so around 3, I was still kind of laying there, and he came in. He's like, oh, my God, that was so great. So I think he just... had to process it.
Are you sure he wasn't? Now he's not just like putting on an act for you because he could tell you're moping around.
Well,
because
either way,
I don't care if it's an act,
right?
Act
do
away,
it. Yeah.
Act like you liked what
out.
I got you.
Uh huh.
Did you put out too?
I did not.
Oh, it's
what the heck?
Birthday.
Instead,
what?
Oh, instead, let's find out.
Oh,
no.
Instead,
what
no,
happened instead? This is no sex, but I did watch that documentary last night.
Here
Robin
it is.
Williams.
Oh, the Robin Williams one.
I was laughing and crying at the same time. Like, like, it was so emotional. That whole thing, it was really good.
When are you guys going to watch it?
I'll watch it this week.
I'll try to
watch it.
Yeah, you'll enjoy
ready
it.
Ready to cry?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm torn by that one because I know that...
I think you'd enjoy it.
I cared about him a lot in a way that many celebrities don't really touch me.
Yeah.
Like, I've known him since Mork on Happy Days.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
He's been
like,
part of our
that's
lives.
That's the guy who
they
I
totally
followed
went
the whole
that.
Way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they tell you why Mork ended up on Happy Days. It's very interesting. I don't want to give that one away.
Yeah, I got to watch
and who,
that.
Gary Marshall's son?
Yeah.
Well, I was like, oh my God, he looks dead on his father.
Yeah.
He looks just like him, but told a lot of good stories.
Can you text me so I remember to watch that today? Just send me a text.
Yeah.
Thank you. Otherwise, I'll forget. That wouldn't be. I'll get home and be like, no. What
well, there's
do?
A lot on TV, too. It's,
there is.
It's
I
not,
know. God.
It's not easy.
Just trying to finish up that CB strike.
Oh, I haven't even. Last night I just tried to watch the Tour de France for a few minutes. They're on the cobblestones. Those are killer. they get so they get so busted up. It's like they're
the bikes ever break?
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, the whole episode last night was they're like the announcers are all, we're gonna check in now with the beginning of the. Oh, we've got an accident already, and they haven't hit the cobblestones yet. Boy, we really don't know how this is going to go today. But the whole lead up to it was all the riders hate these cobblestones. Right. It's France. It's these old roads. They're just rutted, and they are what that said.
Right.
And they say you've got to go. The faster you go, the smoother it'll be. Oh. So you've got to pedal as hard as you can.
Oh.
And then they're just. They're just off to hospital. Oh, that guy's down. No, that guy's out of the race. Off to hospital.
Tour de France dream smashed on the cobblestone roads.
And then I lost the TV to the
pool thing.
The pool king thing.
Oh, I want to try and watch that episode. Someone what does the lady look like?
She's a blonde lady. So it was neat because she's they started the demo themselves.
Oh.
So they have this beautiful house in San Clemente.
Isn't that the worst, though?
And they've torn up their backyard, and it's mid-tear when they went,
we don't know what we're
doing.
We
can't do this ourselves.
So they were trying to dig a hole for a pool, or there was already a pool there?
They had completely from fence, like right to left, front to back, they'd been tearing it out to dirt, and then winter storms came, and they had mud a foot deep everywhere. And they were still trying to get this little... What do they call this? Fire pit removed, which has a gas line. And then they had this other thing, which I was just like, oh, that looks like a job I would have done. You know, like enthusiastically said, I'll get this.
We'll just tear everything out.
And then midway realized I'm in way over my head.
Right.
And that's clearly what happened to them.
Well, luckily this show came in and rescued them.
Yeah. Well.
San Clemente's high rent, right? I mean, that's like a
That's a pretty nice... Yeah. Part of town. It's a beach town in Orange County. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Laguna Niguel is nearby.
I only know it because there's a skateboarder I used to watch that lived there.
In San Clemente?
Yeah, he had a TV show.
What?
By the time he was a young kid. Yeah.
Who?
I can't remember his name. Some
like a You mean
kid.
Like a reality show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was just a child?
Or yeah, you say like, kid, you mean 15, 16 at the time when he had this reality show.
And you watched it all the time.
Uh-huh. Can't remember she it now.
Ryan Sheckler?
Yeah, that's him. Mm.
Oh.
You
skateboarder,
watched,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Research.
You watched that kid show.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, anyway, yeah.
Hey, Pool everyone, Kings. I posted the cobblestone video on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
This show is just on fire.
We're all over the place.
Very giving.
How's your back?
Great.
It's not great.
Truth.
Come on, Sarah.
It's worse.
It's not worse.
Did you sneeze?
She wanted to cancel the show today, Vinny, as soon as she got here.
Why are you canceling the show?
I'm here. I'm so not canceled. We're totally...
If you need a break, just let us know, sir.
We're
here
for you. We'll throw on some best-ofs and play lots more music. Right, everyone?
Yeah, we're ready.
KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Nothing to post.
We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.